Dr. Watson's views about race and intelligence seem to stem from his keen interest in The Bell Curve, a book published in 1994 by Charles Murray and Richard Herrnstein that, amongst other things, argued African Americans were less intelligent than white Americans and genetic differences between ethnicities played a role in the difference. Modern genetic research has largely discredited these ideas. Biologists know that there is a substantial genetic component to intelligence. Depending on the precise measure of intelligence being studied and the statistical model being used, it can range anywhere from 20% to 60%. And observational research from the 1980s, cited by the authors of The Bell Curve, showed that if you ask people to self-identify on the basis of ethnicity and then measure their mental performance in some way, for example IQ or the number of years in education, you will find differences in the mean attainment levels between different groups. Genetics, however, cannot be the main reason for any observed differences, says Ewan Burney, director of the European Bioinformatics Institute in Cambridge, because self-identification of ethnicity does not easily map onto genetic ancestry. African Americans have a substantial amount of European genetic ancestry. You should, in fact, call them African European Americans, observes Dr. Burney. Dr. Watson has easy access to these scientific insights, which are emerging thick and fast in a field of research that he helped invent. But if he knows about these latest ideas, he has not acted on them. Jim Watson, says Dr. Burney, is one of these scientists who has used his gut to think a lot, often with remarkable success, but this is a case where his gut is plain, flat wrong. He has had many people tell him that he is wrong, and he has decided not to listen to that, and he has decided not to engage with people who know more than him in this area. Dr. Watson himself was unable to respond to his critics this week. According to family members who spoke with the New York Times, he has been in hospital following a car accident in October last year. Like any other group of people, scientists can be complicated, controversial, and do not have to be loved by all. Even so, Dr. Watson's lifelong desire to provoke might write a bitter epitaph to an otherwise great scientific career.